Hello, dear listeners. I hope you're hearing me loud and clear. So this episode originally had a different script. When I wrote it, it was about me wallowing in self-pity before trying to threaten myself into action. That action being putting more effort into my job hunt. That threat being that if I didn't apply for a certain amount of jobs before the end of the month, I'd break my own finger. I would then go on to repeat that process until I had made sufficient progress. My mind in that moment thought that threatening bodily harm to myself would activate me and help me get off my ass and do something. I think it is safe to say that my mind was not in a good place back then. Honestly, it still isn't. But I no longer wish to break my own fingers, so there's a start. As I'm writing this script, and undoubtedly as I'll be reading it aloud in an hour, I am, and probably will wonder why I am sharing such a thing on the air. Well, first of all, my audience is tiny. There's a high chance that 80% of my audience consists of my father and one of his best friends, whom to him feels more like a sister and to me feels more like an aunt. By the way, if the two of you are listening to this, don't worry. I may not be in the best place, but I am in a place that's better. Second, I feel like exposing my thought process like this helps me to acknowledge the absurdity of my headspace. It helps me face the fact that whenever my emotions get the best of me, some of the ideas that pop up in my head are anything but beneficial. Does it hurt to reflect on myself like this? To see the weird and dark places I've allowed my mind to wander into? Yes. It hurts. It hurts a lot. And that's good. Because if there ever comes a moment where I reflect on the ridiculous and somewhat dangerous thoughts I have whenever I feel emotionally vulnerable, and they don't seem so ridiculous anymore, well, there's a saying that goes like this. The dumb and the dead are the same, in that neither know they are as such. The same goes for being crazy. As long as I feel like I am crazy, I am not crazy. For then I know that there is something wrong. Something I need to stay vigilant for. Always. Now, if you've listened to all this and worry for my well-being, I understand. But I also need you to understand this. If my mind was a house, it'd be worn down by many a storm. The floorboards lie crooked and the roof lets rainwater in through its many holes. The windows are cracked and dirty. Dust gathers everywhere, and one good storm could tear this house down. But it won't. Because my mind, like a good house, a good home, rests on foundation that can weather anything. Only my mind does not rest on pillars and bedrock. It rests on family. It rests on love. Love for my parents, love for my fiance, and love for myself. So I'll allow the storms to rage. for nothing. And I mean nothing can tear my house down. Thanks for listening. I'll see y'all later.